Penguin Random House Audio presents Half Moon Bay by Jonathan Kellerman and Jesse Kellerman. Read for you by Dennis Boutsakaris. To Faye, Jonathan Kellerman. To Gavri, Jesse Kellerman. Chapter 1. On a damp Saturday just last year, the 60s finally died in Berkeley. On Sunday, I came for the bones. The end began the day after Christmas at dawn, with a wrecking crew standing by. A team of University of California police officers entered People's Park to rouse the 24 bodies curled limp in the bushes, pressed against tree trunks, atop and under benches, ordering them to vacate the premises. The third sweep in as many days. Each time, the park residents who'd been kicked out at 6 a.m. came back at 10 p.m. to bed down, as though returning from a long day at the office. A week prior, the university had installed a chain-link fence around the perimeter. It had been scaled, sheared open, knocked down. A month before that, campus cops had circulated through the neighborhood, handing out flyers giving notice of the demolition and verbally notifying those who refused the paper or threw it back, in one instance, using it first to wipe an ass. The previous year, the architecture firm contracted for the project had erected large, multicolored signs along Dwight Way and Haste Street, depicting a pristine six-story dormitory alongside detached ground-floor units of supportive housing for the homeless. Modern, clean, green. The drawings showed faceless humanoids gliding through streak-free glass doors. It was impossible to tell the students from the homeless. Everyone was wearing a backpack.